Hello, and welcome to Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. Coffee and Code is your weekly rundown for the latest top tech news from around the world delivered every Wednesday. On my show, you'll find a mix of the latest tech news from around the world, including emerging tech, privacy, cybersecurity, and more, including interviews with experts, innovators, and everyday tech tips to level up your life. Subscribe to Coffee and Code to be notified when episodes go live. You can also find me on Twitter at AshleyCoffee_ and on Instagram at AshleyRCoffee89. Thanks for listening and welcome to Coffee and Code. I have an exciting episode lined up for you today, and it's all about Apple. So all of my Apple fam, rejoice. The time is now. I'll be covering highlights from Apple's event last week and also covering the new and exciting features that are in the new iOS 14.5 update, as well as the iPadOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4 update. Lots to take in today, so sit back, relax, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and get ready to download. We are living in an M1 world. Last week, Apple made some colorful announcements that have everyone positively spring-loaded for their new arrivals. I'm going to give you a recap of the highlights from the event, reactions from the 12 South team. For those of you who are not familiar, 12 South is an amazing company that designs accessories exclusively for Apple products. Highly recommend them. Definitely check them out. And I'll also be talking about how to get the most out of the new M1 iMac and iPad Pro. I'll also be linking this to the show notes. So if you want to dive into the recap of the Apple event from last week, go ahead and head on over to my show notes where you can click on the link and read it for yourself. Apple began its event by highlighting its Apple Card perks, perhaps to get you in the spending mood for all of the announcements to follow. You can now share one Apple Card with the entire family, setting spending limits for the kids or for yourself. Two, with the introduction of Apple Podcast subscriptions, you can now enjoy a premium experience when listening to your favorite podcasts. You'll get exclusive content, commercial-free listening, and early access to new series. Three, while there weren't any iOS announcements for iPhone, Apple did release a new, wait for it, purple iPhone, perfect for spring and, more importantly, Prince fans. For those of you that were holding out on upgrading to the iPhone 12, now is your time. Four, we've all heard whispers of AirTags for a while now, and they're finally here. While you may think they're just a more expensive version of Tile, they certainly come with all the bells and whistles that one would expect from Apple, including precision location, advanced privacy and security measures, and third-party accessories from Hermes, no less. Five, Apple announced its latest Apple TV with 4K Dolby Vision and color balance technology so that you can enjoy Ted Lasso the way it was meant to be seen. The real star of the show, the new Apple TV remote featuring a throwback to the original iPod wheel. For those of you who have not watched Ted Lasso, it is so good. It is the wholesome show that we all need in our lives right now. It's available on Apple TV to watch, and I believe the third season will be coming out this summer, so you have plenty of time to get caught up. The iPod wheel, on the new Apple TV remote wasn't the only throwback. Apple also introduced their new line of M1 iMacs in not one, not two, but seven lovely colors with matching cables and keyboards. This announcement was all about color, and not just the new iMacs, but the billion colors you can now see with their 4.5K Retina displays. Pretty awesome. Seven. Along with the color-coordinated accessories like Magic Mouse and Magic Keyboard, the new M1 Mac also features a woven color matching cable and power connector. Number 8. Did anyone else notice the Nashville Easter egg during the iPad presentation? I loved seeing a glimpse of the old stomping grounds of 12 South, and that's exactly where their name comes from. So if you're interested in diving into that, definitely look at this article in the show notes. Number 8. Number 9. With device continuity, working between your iMac and iPad is even more convenient. With easy device handoff, you can pick up where you left off from one device to the next. The Universal Clipboard lets you bring copy from your iPhone or iPad directly to the email you're writing on your iMac. Number 10, the new Magic Keyboard not only comes in seven colors to match the new iMacs, it has some exciting new upgrades. You can now engage Touch ID, Auto Lock, Spotlight Search, and your emoji keyword all with the press of a button. Now, your favorite reaction emoji will always be close at hand. Number 11, the new center stage functionality of iPad cameras truly makes us feel like we're living in the future. iPad's new ultra-wide front camera keeps you in the center of the frame even as you move around. Number 12, with the new iPadOS 14.5 coming this week, gaming on iPad will now be a 4D experience with haptic response support for your favorite controllers. If you have a favorite game to play on your iPad or your iPhone, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line or shoot me a message on Twitter or Instagram. The new M1 iMacs will begin shipping the second half of May, and I cannot wait to get my hands on these colorful new devices, especially that purple. How beautiful. In the meantime, you can visit apple.com to see a full lineup and watch the full virtual event from last week to get up to speed. Looking forward to seeing the benchmarks on these new M1 iMacs when they come out. I will keep you updated. Apple releases iOS 14.5, iPadOS 14.5, and WatchOS 7.4 with Apple Watch iPhone Unlock and more. Apple has been working on the next update for iPhone and iPad for quite some time, seeding more than half a dozen betas in the process. But now iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5 are now live. As of when this episode is airing on Wednesday, Apple has released both iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5 to the public. As is par for the course, this update is free for iPhone and iPad owners. It's available to download and install beginning today for supported devices. With the new software, Apple is welcoming quite a few changes and new additions, and I'm going to give you a nice little roundup. If you'd like to see a full list, I'm going to be linking this article in the show notes. This article has a little handy video as well, so you can see visually what all has changed in iOS 14.5. Highly recommend watching it. It is very helpful. If you need to update manually, open the Settings app and then navigate to General, and then navigate to Software Update, and follow the on-screen instructions to get the new software downloaded and installed. If you have automatic updates turned on, then your iPhone and or iPad will download the new release automatically and update the device overnight while it's plugged in. Here's what's new in iOS 14. It's been a long time coming, but it's finally here. Apple's app tracking transparency element is finally live in iOS 14. Some apps have been rolling out support in fits and starts over the last several months, even before the feature went live for all users. However, with the release of iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5, the feature is now live, and all apps submitted and released in the App Store will need to follow this new rule. Here's how Apple describes examples of tracking, which will now require the developer to ask the user for permission to do so. Displaying targeted advertisements in your app based on user data collected from apps and websites owned by other companies. Sharing device location data or email lists with a data broker. Sharing a list of emails, advertising IDs, or other IDs with a third-party advertising network that uses that information to retarget those users in other developers' apps or to find similar users. Placing a third-party SDK in your app that combines user data from your app with users' data from other developers' apps to target advertising or measure advertising efficiency, even if you don't use the SDK for these purposes. For example, using an analytics SDK that repurposes the data it collects from your app to enable target advertising in other developers' apps. This feature was initially delayed by Apple in an effort to give major publishers and Facebook time to prepare for its release. That delay lasted several months, though. The other new additions. Support for 5G in dual SIM mode for iPhone 12. Apple's newest iPhones are equipped with both a physical SIM card and a digital eSIM. This is a dual SIM design, making it possible to have two separate phone numbers on the same device. Right now, dual SIM supports LTE. However, that will change with the public release of iOS 14.5. Apple Fitness Plus adds AirPlay 2 support. One of the drawbacks of Apple's fitness-centric subscription service was the fact it didn't support AirPlay 2 at launch. So, as of right now, you need an Apple TV set-top box to watch the workouts on your primary TV. Either that or rely on your iPhone or iPad to watch the workouts. Well, that's changing with iOS 14.5, as the new software adds support for casting Fitness Plus to AirPlay 2-enabled devices. It won't allow for showing real-time metrics on the screen, however. This is a big one. This is huge. Alert, alert. iOS 14.5 will let Apple Watch owners unlock their iPhone while wearing a mask. Another often requested feature, especially with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Apple doesn't support Touch ID in its newest phones, which can make unlocking with Face ID while wearing a mask a pain. We've all been there. But Apple is helping that. Apple Watch owners exclusively will be able to confirm unlocking their iPhones while wearing a mask with iOS 14.5. Support for new wireless game controllers. iOS already supports a range of wireless controllers, mostly to help with playing games available in Apple Arcade. But the support also makes it possible to play games not available in Apple's subscription service. With iOS 14.5 Beta 1, Apple is adding support for the newest game controllers on the market. Sony's DualSense controller for the PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox Series X controllers. Siri lets you choose a default music streaming app. With iOS 14.5, users will be able to select a default music app for streaming content. This means users will no longer have to specify to use Spotify or whatever service you use to play a song. They can simply set it as the default, ask Siri to play a song, and it will use the correct service to play the audio. I just have to say, it's about time. iOS 14.5 adds Find My support for some Beats headphones. In addition to the other features, iOS 14.5 also adds Find My support for certain Beats branded headphones. That includes the Power Beats Pro and Flex headphones. A new battery calibration tool. Apple is adding an integrated battery recalibration tool for the iPhone 11 series with iOS 14.5. Siri no longer defaults to female voice, adds new voices. Apple is making an important change to its digital assistant, Siri. With iOS 14.5, the feature will no longer default to a female voice while setting it up. What's more, Apple is adding two additional voice options. And a little bit more multi-user support for Apple Card. There's a new interface in the Settings app and Watch app for when your software is up to date. Apple has tweaked the interface, albeit slightly, in the Podcasts app. There's a new Hey Siri call emergency feature. And those that are interested can download and install the newest software now. But before you do that, make sure your device is backed up before you update. Just a good rule of thumb. But let me know what you think of the new iOS 14.5 software update. I would love to hear what you think. Drop me a line, shoot me a message, let me know. I'll be doing something a little different this week. Instead of your weekly tech tip, I've got your weekly app recommendation. So this week's app recommendation is going to be Sky Guide. You can view stars night or day, and Sky Guide makes stargazing extremely simple. I've used it before. I used it when I was hiking in Rocky Mountain National Park, and it just is amazing. All you have to do is hold it overhead to automatically find stars, constellation, planets, satellites, and more. There's really something here for all ages and experience levels. You do not have to be an astronomer to download this app. It's a lot of fun. You can use it anywhere on your evening dog walk, camping trips, or even in the classroom. The app works with or without Wi-Fi, cellular service, or GPS, so everything really is at your fingertips no matter where you go. One of my favorite features, it has a huge stellar catalog of over 2.5 million stars, which is pretty cool. It has something called red night mode, so you can preserve your dark adapted eyesight. And if you have an Apple Watch, Sky Guide can send you a notification when an event is about to happen in the skies above your location. For example, like when the International Space Station is due to fly over.
And you can also keep tabs on the latest solar activity or add the super accurate moon complication to your Apple Watch face. I'll be linking this app in the show notes if you are interested. I'm certain that they are available. The app is available on iOS and on Apple Watch and iPad. I'm not quite sure if it's available on Google Play, but I would imagine so, considering it seems like it uses the same technology that's available in Android phones with some cool AR features to help you identify constellations, which is pretty neat. So download it, check it out. It is number one in reference, if that gives any credibility there. I'm very particular on the apps that I recommend. I don't recommend just any app, just so you know. So definitely check this out. It is $2.99, but to be honest, it's well worth $2.99.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Coffee and Code, head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave a rate and review. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to be notified when new episodes go live every Wednesday. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Code, and I'll see you next week.